This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the lovely confines of somewhere deep in the heart of Florida is investigative reporter and fellow staccato aficionado, Lee Williams. How are you doing, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good, I guess. just trying to do the thing. Just trying to do the thing on a regular basis. So, I know that you have written something a la Sandy Hook called Sandy Hook Promise, and I didn't read it because I want you to talk about it.
Like most of my big, good stories, this one was the story idea came from Alan Gottlieb.
Right.
He wanted something out there on Sandy Hook Promise. We managed to get some financials. And, you know, the more I researched this, the more I learned, which is one of the fun byproducts of what I do. I did not realize Sandy Hook Promise is the fourth largest gun control organization out there. Only Everytown, Giffords, and Brady raise more money. Did you know that? I certainly
did. I did not. You don't hear too much about them. They don't put too much out.
No, they really don't. And when I researched how they were founded, it was chilling. You know, December 14th, 2012, he who shall not be named killed 20 children, mostly ages 5 and 6, and 6 adults at the Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut.
Right.
This nonprofit was founded 2 weeks later. I'm going to say that again. Just 14 days later, this nonprofit was founded by three people, Mark Barden, Nicole Hockey, and Tim Macris. Barden's son Daniel was killed, as was Hockley's son Dylan in school. Macris's child was at school but was not physically harmed. The two, Barkless, Barden and Hockley, became the first co-CEOs, and Macris became executive director. Now, I guarantee if you want to get your state's, the attention of your state's attorney general, found a nonprofit a couple of weeks after one of these horrible mass killings.
Right.
Because the Connecticut AG, Assistant Attorney General Karen Gano, sent them an immediate letter, like just a couple months later, a strong letter, demanding to know, you know, their mission, their priorities, their organizational structure, their leadership, whether they're political in nature, and, quote, where do you stand with regards to laws regarding gun purchase and gun ownership? Now, they'd already, it's just been a couple months, but they'd already picked an operations director, James Belden, and he sent them this gobbledygook back, saying that they have two organizations already. They got the 501c3. That's the nonprofit, Sandy Hook Promise Foundation. And then they got the 501c4, where that can lobby and that's not tax exempt. That's the Sandy Hook Action Fund. So you got the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation and the Action Fund. Well, they said that they weren't really going to be, and I think at that time they probably meant it, that they weren't really going to be an anti-gun group. Even one of the guys, one of the co-founders said, and I quote, "You'll never see Sandy Hook Promise advocating for anything that even compromises or at all infringes on anybody's right to have their gun, ever." But as you'll see in a bit, they they broke away from that school safety mission and became anti-gun. And we have one of the best people in the country explaining why. In the meantime, you know, they started out very nebulous and using a lot of doublespeak when it comes to anything Second Amendment related. And they kind of tap dance around it. I mean, their position on 2A was muddled from the start. That's the bottom line. And if you go to their website today and you try and find out what they do, it's still nebulous. They don't really say what they do. They say their intent is to, quote, honor all victims of gun violence by turning our tragedy into a moment of transformation.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Well, I was hoping you might. They make some really bold claims. They just got a couple of programs. They've got a Say Something program and for at-risk kids, and a Start With Hello if you think a kid might be predisposed to hurt himself, and Know the Signs teaches you how to identify and intervene. But Dave Workman, when he was reading this for the first time, was blown away, as was I, by their claims, which are completely unsupported, and they have no evidence or proof. They say they have 21 million participants. But I kind of think that's like Moms Demand Action. You know, if you ever respond to one of their emails, you're a member.
Right.
They say they had over 185,000 anonymous tips reported, 518 confirmed lives saved with crisis interventions, 191 acts of violence with a weapon prevented, 15 planned school shootings prevented. How do you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's heroic.
Okay. I mean, normally, right, that would be like big news.
Huge. Huge. If your organization stops one planned school shooting, one targeted attack on a school, oh, my God. You know, I mean, start going to the Kennedy Center right now because Biden's going to be hanging a medal on you.
Yeah.
Much less 15. Have you ever heard of one? Because I certainly have.
I haven't. I mean, what I have heard is that, you know, there's five phases they go through, and if you interrupt one of those phases, you can stop it. But you're not, you know. That's one of those things where when you hear about one of those things, that's like big. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean FBI or local police or sheriff's office or teachers. Stop a school shooting, you know, wow, clear off the mantle because you're going to be covering it with awards. Huge. But again, I'm going through all this stuff and I'm not seeing any gun control thing. And then you got to, it's really kind of weird how to get here, but you go to the Action Funds page. Remember, they got the foundation, 501c3, Action Fund that does the lobbying. And there you find their gun control agenda, and it is exactly what you think it would be. Mandatory background checks, extreme risk protection orders, aka red flags, mandatory safe storage laws, and bans on assault weapons, homemade firearms that they call ghost guns, and standard capacity mags. So that's their gun control agenda, just like Brady, just like every town, just like everybody else.
How did they get 501c status granted so fast?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I know Bob and I are still waiting on IRS to get us a 501c3 on something that'll help veterans. And that's been damn near a year still.
Yeah. Well, you're not gun control.
Yeah, I know. But here's the weird thing. You know, I mean, look at SAF. They've got Second Amendment Foundation, and then the committee, Citizens' Right to Keep Their Arms. There are separate leaders, and more importantly, there are separate boards of directors for each of those organizations.
Right.
Sandy Hook Promise uses the same leaders and the same board to oversee each entity. And more importantly, their leadership there, there's three names that I mentioned, they're paid by both the foundation and the Action Fund. And brother, they are paid a lot.
Hang on for me, if you will. I want to hear more about this. Talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. We were just trying to figure out which of our primary commandos were just activated by the test of the emergency broadcast system. Oh well, nothing apparently. You're not setting. You were just talking about setting things on fire. Have you gotten that spark?
I've calmed down a bit. So we'll see.
Very good. All right. So we were talking about Sandy Hook Promise and some of their nonsense, and I had to interrupt you in midstream because we had to. Well, you know, we had to go take care of things. So, where were you, sir?
We're talking their salaries, and their salaries are incredible. I pulled their IRS Form 990s, which your nonprofits have to file every year with the IRS. According to the 2019 990, this cat named the Macris was making $264,000. Bill, just 1 year later, according to their 2020 990, he received $582,000. I mean, his compensation more than doubled. Then he resigned. according to the local paper, he resigned to spend more time with family. And they have a quote in here. He says, "It's all good. I actually had been thinking about this since last August. It really just comes down to spending more time with family and on myself." But just 2 months later, he's hired as the CEO of another company that does anonymous reporting in schools. Now, he's not the only one who's cashing in. Hockley, one of the co-founders, was paid more than $250,000. And Barden, the other co-founder, was paid $230,000 last year, according to their 2022 Form 990. So if you want some kind of comparison, salary.com says that the median salary for a nonprofit CEO in this country is $186,000. So they're making well more. And Hockley was making more than double, or I'm sorry, Macris was making more than double that. You know, these two organizations, the Foundation and the Action Fund, not only do they share board of directors and leadership, they also share social media and a website. But more importantly, they point prospective donors to each other.
That sounds like the shell company kind of thing, the shell game.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, together, they raised $32 million.
Right.
Nationally, only Everytown, Giffords, and Brady raised more.
How? From who?
From corporate donors, from friends, from mostly corporate.
How much did Bloomberg give them? How much did Gates give them? Zuckerberg.
I don't know if Bloomberg's thrown in, and I have yet to see a list of their donors. They keep that pretty close to the vest.
Right.
I will tell you, though, that main tools I use to judge whether they're a gun control organization or this nebulous, you know, we honor all victims of gun violence group, is I analyze the information that they put out. And, buddy, they put out 50 press releases citing the Gun Violence Archive as a source. And, you know, we debunked them years ago, the Gun Violence Archive. They're saying 2023 has already had more than two mass shootings every day. GVA is the source of choice for the legacy media and for the Biden-Harris administration because they have their own definition of mass shootings. Anytime four people are even slightly wounded with a firearm, they call it a mass shooting. I go back to 2019 when GVA said there were 400 mass shootings that year and FBI said there were 30. And as I said, the Sandy Hook Promise has used the Gun Violence Archive as a data source more than 50 times. To me, that proves they're just more interested in pushing anti-gun propaganda than providing facts. And they are, buddy, they are number four in dollars raised, but last year they were number two in terms of how much money they spent lobbying Congress. Only Everytown spent more money lobbying Congress than these cats. I mean, they dumped $470,000 last year. The year before, they dumped $455,000, which is a huge jump over the 2020 numbers, where they only spent $150,000. So they're increasing their lobbying drastically.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever used data from Zipia. I like them. They're a website that has 30 million profiles, and they use census data and other government information. They do these workplace estimates. And the one they came up with for Sandy Hook Promise is pretty good.
Yeah.
They have 104 employees. 52% are women. 69% are white. 13% are Latino. 11% are black. And the average pay there is 44 grand. And most employees only stay for 1 or 2.5 years. So the employees are getting paid 44, while their leaders are all getting $250,000 salaries. You ask how they get their donations, buddy, they have powerful friends. At the 10-year anniversary commemoration, which was in New York in the Ziegfeld Ballroom, the keynote speaker was Barack Obama. And he called these two co-founders as friends.
Was Mallory Jarrett there?
I don't know.
Anywhere there's one of these organizations, she's always there somewhere.
Yeah, she's probably helping pull the string. In 2019, they got the FBI Director's Award. They got friends in high places that are helping them. Now, best part of this story, which I admit is long, I reached out to Ryan Petty. And Ryan is an incredible guy. He is a true school safety activist. His daughter, Elena, was murdered in 2018 at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. She was 14. Ryan knows the leadership of Sandy Hook Promise. He's met them. He understands what they went through, and he has the most trenchant comments I've ever seen. He said that when they originally formed, they tried to focus on solving these targeted attacks by creating programs that a lot of school districts adopted.
Right.
And they were pretty middle of the road when it came to guns. But then they lost their way, he said, and they became almost entirely focused on gun control. Why? Because trying to fund a pure school safety nonprofit is a challenge. You can't raise money easily.
Right.
The solutions are so complex, it's hard to explain to a potential donor.
Let me get you hold up right
there. Go ahead.
Lee is a writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find his stuff at armedamericannews.com. He is the sole investigative reporter at saf.org and the investigative reporter experiment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. At the APEC CEO Summit in San Francisco, President Biden emphasized the positive impact of a stable relationship between the U.S. and China on the global economy.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Following constructive talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday, both leaders agreed to resume military-to-military channels to reduce the risk of miscommunication. A jury has convicted David DePape, who was charged with breaking into Nancy Pelosi's house and hitting her 83-year-old husband in the head with a hammer. He did so in an act of political violence. He was found guilty by a jury in federal court today. About 40 people were injured, with three in critical condition today following a commuter train crash in Chicago. Happened this morning on the city's north side. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. I am speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams. We've been talking about the fun stuff of Sandy Hook Promise, which is sounds like a big shell organization where they've got, I mean, if I was in charge of a nonprofit, my salary doubled the first year, I'd probably stay there for a couple more years just to see how high it could go.
Yeah, if you're making $500,000,
right,
there's no telling whether or not it's going to go to a seven figures on its own.
Right.
So, like Ryan said, you know, they tried, they started out to be a school safety group, but they couldn't raise any money. And then they went anti-gun because it's easy to raise money for gun control, like he said, like he pointed out.
Right.
Because you make the gun the problem. So many people are convinced that the gun is a problem, they'll open up their wallets and their checkbooks. When his daughter was killed, after his daughter was killed, Everytown, Giffords, and Brady, they all offered Ryan all these expense-free, all-expense-paid trips to marches and protests and marketing things. He turned them all down, and they stopped pestering him once they found out he was pro-2A, pro-Second Amendment.
Right.
And I got to read this. They were all over me until they understood I was pro-Second Amendment. Despite what happened to my daughter, this is the best part, Bill, which is a failure of law enforcement and a school district to react. It was also about a family in denial about the threat their child posed to the community. It was not a gun control issue.
Right.
And I should also point out that Sandy Hook Promise did not respond to numerous emails and phone calls to their media people. We knew that was going to happen. But we'll be following up on that.
Well, I would hope so, but I mean, do you ever expect them to respond to you? Really? Seriously?
No, they will never do that because they've got something to hide, and they know that.
Well, the thing that I think that they have to hide is the fact that they're a shell company, they're a shell organization. The way you make it sound, I mean. It reminds me of that. Have you ever seen that flick Boiler Room?
Yeah.
Where they have the Shell Corporation set up with just a room full of phones and files and nobody in it, just rows and rows of phones. And that's what it sounds like. I bet you they don't even have the room with rows and rows of phones in it too. I bet you they don't.
I mean, and when you look at these organizations, you got to look at their programs. Their programs are nothing. They're crap. I mean, and they charge the school district for them. Look at Eddie Eagle and how many million children have been taught gun safety by that. And that comes free of charge, courtesy of NRA, to all these school districts.
Right.
So I think if you want to teach children, you got to make it as easy as you can for the school, for the teachers. And you got to give them something of substance. And I don't see a lot here. And that concerns me, especially because as a pro-Second Amendment advocate and activist, I'm concerned anytime I see a group like this with basically unlimited funding. Okay, $32 million a year is huge. And the capability of they're not really held accountable. So that's kind of what we are trying to do. Show people what they are, show people how they operate, and then let folks make up their own mind about whether or not they want to support this type of organization.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised they're number four because I always thought the gun violence, what is it? Not the gun violence archive, but the, Violence Prevention Center, the one that, what's the other one run by the other Josh? Did they ever merge or something? What happened to those guys?
I have no idea. I know who you're talking about. They come and go. But, yeah, they don't have anything compared to the resources of this group.
Yeah.
I mean, they're number four in the country, and I had no idea about that, which, you know, another reason I'm glad that Alan said, hey, why don't you take a look at this group? Because it was... Again, a real learning experience.
What are we going to do when Gottlieb retires?
I don't even want to think about that. I don't even want to think about that.
He is
integral to not only the Second Amendment Foundation and the committee, just to our movement as a whole. I mean, he's irreplaceable.
Well, I mean, he also has this intuitive sense. He's an old radio guy, right? So I like him for that. But he has this intuitive sense about where to look from time to time. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who takes his spot when he... How is Mr. Kraut?
Oh, he's doing great.
Yeah.
He's really doing great. Love the guy. You should have him on your show. He's really good about, he's a great attorney, you know, and he's been a pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment attorney. So he's playing 3D chess.
Right.
Which I think is good for the organization.
All the best Balkans do. Yeah. Although, you know, the one thing that I find interesting, though, is that among your peers... You're the only one that is like you. And I find that interesting. Because, like me, you like the tactical side as much as you like the political side.
Oh, yeah, and I have a tactical question for you.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever used 22 birdshot?
No.
The reason I ask is we live in a new apartment complex on the east side of Sarasota.
Right.
There's a lot of construction going on across the street. They're putting in a craft beer brewery, which is not bad. It's about 50 yards from my building.
Oh.
But they're doing a lot of work there, and they seem to have kicked up a nest of rattlesnakes. and there have been baby rattlesnakes spotted on this property where I walk my Washington Terrier Willa. So I have a small .22 revolver, piece of junk, but I'm thinking about adding it to my walk the dog EDC just in case we stumble upon one of these little baby rattlesnakes.
I'm sure that would do the trick.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I'm sure that would do the trick. The rattlesnakes are a little easier to kill than water moccasins.
Yeah, especially
you can stomp a young water moccasin. Normally I would kill a human man with that water moccasin. They're just like, ha, try it again.
Yeah, I don't want her near any of these little baby snakes, which carry damn near the same amount of venom as a full grown.
Yeah.
I've ordered some .22 birdshot. I'm going to break the old revolver out. It's small. It's a little concealable thing. Throw it in a pocket. And, you know, I haven't shot it for, oh God, decades.
Right.
But give me a little extra snap to in case we come upon one of these things.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to have to get out there. You know, I'm not like Marlon Perkins. Look over there. Can you tell what kind of snake it is? Let me snatch it up. Here, look. It's not like a crocodile.
It's going to die.
Look at this beauty. You know, I'm not into that.
Yeah, I see it. It's going to die.
Let's just kill it. How about that? We'll just kill it.
Yeah.
They're really good looking when they're dead.
Right away.
I'm going to get hate mail over that one. You know that? They'll be like, well, listen, Bill, I mean, you know, snakes are God's creatures, too. You can find Mr. Williams' work. First of all, it all kicks off at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is known as The Gunwriter, which is sort of an interesting credential to have. Also, you can find him at armedamericannews.com, where he and my old pal Walters, Mark Walters, of Armed American Radio, they've made a website where they update the news right there, Armed American News. And, as a bonus, as the sole reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation, he is the one guy that you'll find as the investigative reporter at saf.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. And so we just had a historical thing happen in the House of Representatives where, for the first time ever, Lee, they have vacated a speakership.
Never happened before.
Never happened before. Do you want my take on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So during the Obama years, when Paul Ryan became the Speaker of the House, I think they voted 8 times to repeal Obamacare. Flat, clean, you know, and then it, you know, went through the Senate, which we also had control of the Senate, and then they approved it too, and then 8 times it got vetoed by Obama, and they knew that he was going to veto that. I mean,
how could he not?
Yeah. So then we get Trump in office. One of the things he runs on is, you know, I'll repeal Obamacare if they send me the bill. They never ever do it. Same group of guys, McConnell and Ryan in place, and I looked upon that time with Obama as political theater. So now here we are today. We have a very, you know, what was it, five-person majority in the House of Representatives, which is not exactly overwhelming.
Nothing.
And it's so broken up into factions and everything that 8 of them were able to split away. One of them, one of yours, one of them, one of mine. And they got together with 208 other Democrats, and they ousted the Speaker. And my only problem with that is that given the fact that they had no alternative ready to go, we want this guy to be Speaker because he would stand up for this or that or the other. All they wanted to do is get rid of him. And then when you get to the point where you're going, and now what? They don't have an answer for that. They've got to take a week, and that's fine. I imagine some of the rank-and-file Republicans are out there going, wow, sure, I'm glad I'm a member of this body right now at this time so I can be remembered as one of these. So for me, as I'm looking at it, given the fact that the Democrats control the Senate and the Democrats control the presidency, I'm just sitting back and wondering what a four-person majority in the House was supposed to do. No matter who the leader was.
I will say this. I am not sad to see him go. You're Speaker of the House. You've got your word. He told Gates he was going to get these single-item bills, and he didn't. C of I. I am most struck by the, I think it outed half of Fox. You know, nobody more so than Brian Kilmeade, who is the establishment's mouthpiece,
yeah,
and major swamp critter. Judge Jeanine came out hard against removing the speaker. You know, you've got all these journalists that have spent so much time kissing the butt of the speaker,
yeah,
and now he's gone. It's like, well, what did I spend all that time butt kissing for? Well, you shouldn't be doing that anyway. You should be. I believe in David Broder's theory on journalism and politics. David Broder was one of the best columnists of the New York Times. He said the only way a journalist should look at a politician is down.
Yeah.
He didn't go to the parties, didn't go to the White House Press Association banquets. You can't get chummy with these guys, and nobody gets chummier or quicker than these news actors on cable TV. And that is wrong. So, yeah, all the years you spent kissing the butt of the speaker went for naught, and they don't know how to handle it because you can't be friendly with these guys and gals. I mean, you have to hold them accountable. You have to be able to hold them accountable, and you can't do that if you're going to the same drinking clubs, going to the same parties. You know, you got to hold these people accountable. They're not doing that, and now they're all upset. Hey, you know, you could make a case for keeping McCarthy or getting rid of him. I'm kind of glad he's there. I'm glad he's gone.
Right.
I don't like the way they vilified Matt Gaetz over this, called him every name in the book.
Well, see, I kind of like Matt Gaetz, okay, because when I see him in these committees he's in, he comes loaded for bear. And he doesn't, you know, he goes for the neck, which is exactly what I want to see. The only thing that I was missing out of this when he was doing all this stuff was that, who are you recommending be the Speaker of the House?
And I agree with that. They should have had at least had some ideas in place. You know, Jim Jordan would be great. Donald Trump would be great. He hasn't ruled it out. They asked him about it this morning when he was in court in New York over that bogus crap going on up there. And he didn't say no. He said he'd do whatever is best for the country. And that just the thought of Donald Trump with the gavel would scare the hell out of the Dems and the Biden administration. Joe wouldn't come out of the basement for a month.
Now, if he isn't a member of the House and they made him Speaker of the House, how long would his tenure be since he's not actually up for re-election for anything?
I don't know. All I do know is that you don't have to be a member of the House to be named Speaker. So they don't have a huge minority or a huge majority, like you said, four or five dudes. So they're going to have to come up with something that everybody on their team can stomach. So we'll see where they go. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm so sick of those swamp critters and what they've done and not done for this country. I'm glad to see them go. And, you know, like I said, man, you got to keep your word when you're in that position.
Well, you got to try to. You got to try.
Yeah,
I mean, Newt Gingrich knew how to do that.
Better than anybody.
He knew how to do it. Now, he also, I kind of think he knew that all the things that he was proposing, given the fact that he had Bill Clinton as president, probably wasn't going anywhere. But he kept his word. He kept his first 100 days, he kept his word. And, I mean, that was huge. Now, the thing about McCarthy was a California Republican.
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy that was writing for Recoil magazine who got into this big brouhaha? I think he was the editor or the publisher or something like that. He got into big trouble because he said, this gun is not meant for the civilian market as it shouldn't be. And then everybody's like, what?
And he zumbroed himself.
Yeah. And I mean, Recoil lost 75% of their advertising overnight just for that one statement. And that was he was a Californian gun guy, right? So when I looked at that, I mean, he was supposedly as Second Amendment as they come, except he was California Second Amendment. I look at these guys now based on where they're from, you know, like a Republican out of New York, really? Okay. We would probably call them a Democrat down there, but down here, but I mean, okay, you say you're a Republican. McCarthy, I kind of think he was sort of the same way, sort of milquetoast. I had a representative from North Carolina on the morning show today, and it's amazing what happens to these guys when they get into office.
You and I should run for office at the same time. Try to get elected at the same time. And we should go there with his and his cricket bats. And just remind each other that, hey, this is not how we came here. Because it seems like something happens to these guys when they get up there. I think, you know, that power must be very intoxicating.
Well, I knew Jim Abaresque, who was a senator from South Dakota. He was in when Carter was president. He gave, even though he's a Democrat, he made Carter's life miserable. He went into the Senate knowing he was not going to seek reelection. So when everybody else on day one totally focuses on reelection and raising funds, he was able to do the people's business. And he kicks some butt, and he was a great guy. Even though he is a Dem, back now we probably call him a moderate Republican. There's no way the Dems would tolerate him today because he was too outspoken and pro-gun. I think he better than anybody makes the case for term limits, you know, because you don't have to be beholden to anybody. You go in there and you do the people's business, and then you go home. Huh. Let somebody else take it. I loved him for it.
Yeah. That's something we'll have to figure out. Maybe Alan could get us some funding and we could run for office.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Anyway, though, it'll be interesting to see where they go next, because they're gonna have to get their collective stuff together fast, really fast.
Yeah, my big concern is it doesn't slow down these investigations. Okay.
Well, I hope that the Democrats now think they have more chips in the game than they had, and I'm almost certain that whoever they agree on is going to have to agree that we just shut all this stuff down. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I want them to keep going on that. I think they're finally getting close.
Yeah.
On Joe, and Joe and his team seem to be acting like that too.
Yeah. Find Lee's stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com. Find it at armedamericannews.com. Find it at saf.org. All these things that he writes. I mean, Lee's a critical thinker. He's not out there copy and pasting. He's creating. He's going out there and finding something that you don't know exists. And he's the one that creates the story, all based on facts that you just didn't know. That's the spice of the investigative reporter. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.